You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, 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 hey.
Woo!
Seems like we just did this. And I'm actually getting tired of doing it. I'm over it. This is the tenth episode of TJ and Jody's house. Jody?
I believe so.
May I call you Jody? Mm-hmm. It is Jody, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, well, we have super special secret guests today. We're not even going to tell you who the guests are for a few minutes. And that noise you hear there is my rich leather chair.
Yeah.
Squeaking. It's not my passing gas.
Ew. Ew.
And it's hot in here, so I'll go in and turn the air down just so it'll kick on. And the first thing Jody says is, how long is it going to be? How much are you going to freeze me out of here?
Well, you do. Mm-hmm. Freeze me out everywhere.
Okay. So you have gotten to the TJ and Jody's House podcast. Make sure you go listen to everybody else's. They're trying really hard. Bless their hearts. They're trying to make it in this podcast world. That Ace with his Ace at Large, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Ace is Large podcast, mm-hmm. Riggins and his Hangover podcast, and Rob and the Nerd News, a.k.a. Turd News, and Alexis with In the Loop, a.k.a. In the Poop, which is where that podcast belongs. And then that new girl that's got that podcast about her dating life.
Ooh.
Called Why I'm Single. I think is the name of it.
Okay.
I think she's looking to not be single anymore, and that's why she wanted a podcast so she can get some male groupies.
They all sound great.
Yeah.
Good for them.
What do you like most about the Why I'm Single podcast?
Well, you know, she tries. She's helping those out there that are single.
Mm-hmm.
I love and that.
Not to make the mistakes that she's made.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll get into all of the stuff for today with our very special secret celebrity guests coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. So we'll introduce you now to our super special secret guests. There are two of them. They're not a couple. They are brother and sister, Lainey and Aiden.
Yay! Hello.
These are our children.
We think.
Well, you know you're my children. Mm-hmm. Maybe not hers.
Yeah.
But you're mine's. So Lainey just got in from college. She's now a rising senior, as they say.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's strange.
Why? You don't want to be a grown-up, do you?
No. Well, I don't know. It's weird.
Into the microphone, baby.
It's weird to hear that. I'm a rising senior because I feel like I just got into school. And so it's weird.
Yeah. If you hear some noise outside the door, they're vacuuming. They're vacuuming the hall at the radio station. So when Lainey, when you were going to college, you were also freaking out because you didn't want to be an adult, college age adult. You wanted to stay a little children and stay at home and all. But now, how do you feel about being 1 year away from, like, being a full-fledged adult?
It's even weirder, but I freaked out moving from middle school to high school, too. So, every step that I just freak out because it's unknown, and I don't know what's going on. So
she doesn't like change.
No.
And you freak out every semester.
Yeah, I do. It's all unknown.
But other than that, it's been a great experience.
Yes. Yeah, she's a doll. An absolute doll. So, boy is going to college in the fall.
Yes, I am.
And are you looking forward to it? Because you won't be living quite as far away as Lainey's been living.
I mean, I'm not excited, but I'm not dreading it.
Why'd you look at her when you said that?
Because she was crying her eyes out when we left.
Oh, because she loves us.
Yeah. That's the difference between us.
Nice. Right.
We were crying too. It was sad.
Yeah. Aiden did not.
We as in who?
Yeah. Mom and I were.
Yeah, Aiden was not.
But wait until we drop you off at college, how much your mom was going to be crying.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's the final sign that she's old as hell.
Yeah.
That's not.
Babies at home.
Mm-mm.
It's making me sad.
I mean, she's just turned, 60?
61. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and if you're keeping score at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Today is Sunday when we're recording the podcast. What's the date? The 24th?
25th.
Sunday the 25th. Yesterday being Saturday the 24th, we had another Jody birthday celebration.
This is it.
One of her friends that hadn't gotten to celebrate with her yet.
And you got to come along.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So the one you got tomorrow night's not another birthday thing?
It's not tomorrow night.
I mean, Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's just a dinner. Uh-huh. Yeah.
For your birthday?
Maybe. That's it.
And she says that I'm messing with her about it because I don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous I don't have any friends. But anyway.
Yeah.
She old. Dropping you off at college, Aiden's going to be the end of her youth for sure.
Yeah.
And you think she's going to be crying over missing you. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be about her.
Yeah.
Crying about her.
She's going to be old.
No. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to be sad.
Sad that you're getting old?
No more babies. So sad.
And then when Lainey comes home, though, from college, it changes the whole dynamic of the house. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it does in a bad way. I mean, I was saying I miss you watching you in the kitchen when I get home from work making your brunch with your avocados and your eggs and all of that.
Yeah, my millennial breakfast I have every day.
That's cute.
But you're not a millennial.
No, but that's my millennial breakfast.
Oh.
Eggs and avocado toast. But that's nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
I miss being home, doing cooking on a gas stove instead of an electric stove.
Oh, yeah. Your apartment has an electric stove?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to that, isn't it?
Yeah. It took a while, and eggs take like 8 minutes to make instead of 4. So.
Oh.
I know. Yeah.
Gross.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Feel bad for me.
So, Mom is not in a good place today. She's been kind of grouchy all morning. So, this was actually the last opportunity before the podcast airs to get it recorded and get it in to Tech D Rob to, put it all together and put it up on the internets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I even suggested skipping this week.
Yeah.
Because you're not in a funny, fun place.
I think I'm just tired. I told you I haven't felt well. I don't know what's going on. Am I not allowed any of those days?
It's because Lainey's home, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, I'm fully convinced it is.
It is not. It's not. Can I not feel okay?
Yeah, you can, but that's why I was saying I was going to say not to do the podcast if you didn't feel like doing it.
I'm fine to do it. But y'all are asking why I'm not like laughing. I mean, I have not felt well probably for the last week. And it has to do with aging and hormones without getting into detail. But I just have not felt well at all. And okay. I am allowed that.
You are. But I'm also saying you didn't have to come do this today. It's like saying, don't go to work if you're sick.
Yeah, but I don't mind.
That's all I was saying.
I don't mind it.
I know, but it's supposed to be fun and funny and all. And if you don't feel like being fun and funny, that means...
I think I'm pretty fun and funny.
No, she's good now. She ate and she's better now.
Yes, thank you, Lainey.
Oh, sorry.
Ugh. You don't help it, though. You don't help it.
Sounds so funny right now.
Yeah. So funny. Well, you're not helping the situation.
Well, maybe we shouldn't have gone and eaten Chinese food for lunch before we came over here. We should have reversed that process.
No, I needed to eat.
Okay, because I'm dragging. I'm like, I need to go to bed.
Okay, but that's every time you put, you can put a mint in your mouth and you want to go take a nap.
I'm tired.
I know.
Always tired.
Always.
Mm-hmm. So you're good now, you say?
I'm fine.
Oh, don't yell. Stop yelling.
Talk to the children.
Mm-hmm. You talk to the children.
You talk to the little babies.
You talk to them.
Yeah, you never talk to us, Mom.
Oh, yeah, Aiden.
You're always out celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, son.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But you're one that when I am at home, you stay upstairs. You never come down. Don't interrupt me. Except to come get something to eat. And then the minute I leave that house, my phone starts blowing
up. Well, because you've always said this, but the reason why I'm texting you while you're gone is because I can't talk to you in person if you're not there.
Uh-huh.
So if you're home, I would ask you the question in person. But since you're not home.
Yeah, but you never, ever seem to have a question when I'm home.
Because I'm always out working my 9 to 5.
You are not. You're upstairs, closed up in that room with the games, or laying on the bed taking a nap, or watching YouTube, or whatever you watch.
Wait, you're talking to Aiden now, right?
Yes, not me. Y'all sound similar. Except you're watching crime, and he's watching YouTube. Weirdos.
Lainey likes her alone time, too. Her alone quiet time.
Yeah, we all do.
They're both like I am. They're both like me.
I like alone time,
too. That's why we don't know if you're actually their mom.
Well, I like alone time, too. So.
Then why you say you're bored?
Because sometimes I am bored.
I'm bored. Mm-hmm.
There was one day that we, this is so funny. There was one day that we stayed out. We were, it was around Christmas, and we had gone shopping all day. All day we went shopping, and then at night we come home, and she goes, another boring day. What? We stayed out all day.
Another boring day.
And then since you're the one that she was out with, you look and go, well, I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to bore you all day.
Another boring day. And, yeah, I think about that moment a lot. I think it's so funny. I was like, huh? Okay.
We always have fun when we go out shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We went shopping in Nashville when Mom came to get me from Nashville.
Yes.
Yeah, of course she did.
And Mom found some stuff.
Yep.
We drove all over town. We mm-hmm. we shopped all day, all night.
She likes shopping with you too, doesn't she, boy?
Oh, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. She'll pick out a shirt, and it'll be the most ugly shirt.
Oh, please.
And I don't like it. And she gets mad that I don't like it, which doesn't make sense.
He doesn't like anything, though.
Then she'll tell me, you're going shopping with him next.
Well, nobody,
you need to go with him and buy him some clothes.
Nobody goes with him now. I just say go. But he wears the same things over and over.
It's because it's my 9 to 5 uniform.
No, it's not.
It's the only thing I can wear.
And, I mean, it's not like we can't afford to get you clothes, but you just wear the same.
Obviously, you can't. You can't afford 4 microphones in here.
That's on your daddy, not me. Not me.
Yeah, the kids are sharing a microphone, and one of them is sitting in a lawn chair in the studio.
Yeah,
so
I don't think we do.
Yeah, there's not a huge budget for this show.
No, and the desk takes up about 1/8 of the whole room, so...
Oh, fancy. Some
high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be able to tell because I listen to the podcast every week and it doesn't sound like
we're poor.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it sounds very, very high quality and great production and everything. So,
well, that part of it is. It's just the setup is not.
Oh, wait. No, we're at home.
Right.
On the couch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. And Aiden has never listened to us.
No.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah, that's right. Lainey listens to the regular old Ace and TJ show. She listens to the Share Funny podcast. She listens to TJ and Jody's House. And you listen to some of the other podcasts and all too, Riggins and Ace and all of them. Aiden listens to nobody on anything.
Well, because I live with y'all and I listen to this podcast every single night in person.
Well, I say the same, like whenever I listen to the podcast, mom's like, well, did you like it? I'm like, yeah, I liked it, but it just sounds like whenever I'm at home. So maybe that's why I like to listen to it at school, because it makes me feel like I'm at home.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
So y'all can vouch for the fact that we're being real with each other in here. This is exactly the way we...
Well, y'all haven't started really arguing yet, so I'm not sure. That's all y'all do. It's just argue.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. It's
a dangerous house we live in.
Yeah. And it's usually her fault.
Yeah.
Why we're arguing.
It's either her fault or alcohol's fault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whenever she gets both of them going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
So why don't you listen? You haven't even thought about listening? Because, I mean, I get it. You don't want to listen to me on it because you can hear me on the radio and have your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But not even to check it out to see what your mom sounds like on the podcast?
No. No.
So precious.
Well, I mean, like I said, I hear mom all the time.
Okay, well, you're about to not hear me because you're going to go to school and you're going to be wishing you had this podcast to hear me.
Okay.
Okay.
And when you move, the setup's going to be in your room.
Yep.
That's fine.
We're going to start doing it like really from TJ and Jody's house.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what else was I going to ask? So... When you go to college, Aiden, do you think you're going to get homesick fast?
No.
No?
No.
And you don't, this is the difference between Aiden and me. I would be not so confident about making new friends and being social and all of that stuff if I were going to a college that I didn't know anybody already and things like that. He's better at that.
Mm-hmm.
Making friends and all.
Because that's like who?
His
mother.
His Uncle Todd.
His mother.
And also,
are you good at making friends?
According to you, I am.
It's because I'm so handsome. They just come up to me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Lainey's is more like I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You're welcome.
Yeah. I know.
more reserved in a smaller group of people and things like that. Less reserved on stage, more reserved in social settings.
Yeah. No, I have my two best friends are the two people I live with at school. So they're always there. There's just easy access and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know them if they weren't your sweet mates when you first went to college. No. They were right next door.
Yeah, we got picked randomly. So we always say how blessed we are to have randomly put into the dorms that we did. And now that we've been living with each other for 3 years now, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Sophie Reagan.
And Sophie is from Miami. And Lainey just got to meet a bunch of her friends that she grew up with. They all came to Nashville to celebrate Sophie's birthday. And do a quick impression of the way they speak.
It's with the L's. They go, there was one who's playing... Well, she was late for her flight, and it was one of her other friends' fault. And she goes, Karina, my plane is literally boarding right now. We have to go right now. And Karina's like, I have to find my phone. Hold on 1 second. She's like, Karina, come on. And I was like,
Karina.
Literally right now.
Literally.
Like, that's my favorite accent, I think. And I told them, I said, I love y'all's accent. And they were like, what accent? I don't know what you're talking about.
Did they think you had one?
Yeah, they said, you sound so Southern. I said, not at all. Okay.
Did you say you should hear my mom?
Yeah, I think I did. I said, well, my mom's got a really thick accent. Y'all would die if y'all heard her accent. They said, oh, I love the Southern accent. I kind of want it. And then I heard y'all on the show one day trying to make Alexis do a Southern accent. And I was like, well, I'm going to try it with them. And they could not do it.
They couldn't do
it. No. I said, say, I want a Sprite with ice. And they were like, Sprite with ice. I was like, that's not okay.
Literally.
My plane is literally boarding.
So what are you going to be, boy? You used to want to be a comedian. You used to want to be a... what else? Has he ever wanted? Oh, he wanted to be a. Did you want to be an artist at one time?
No.
Okay.
No. A guitar player, a skateboarder, oh, yeah. a wrestler.
Okay.
A fisherman. What else?
Why would I want to be a fisherman as a job?
I used to just
go out and fish for fun. No, that's my career.
He wants to be
a fisherman, skateboarder, wrestler.
A fisherman, skateboarder.
A video game player.
Video game.
I never wanted to be that either.
He wanted to be a truck driver because he has a truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fisherman.
I don't know, to be honest.
The other thing I was just thinking, he wanted to be a sportscaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. I mean, I'm going into communications. So, hopefully, I have a connection with something cool.
In communications. Well, isn't that what you're in, Lainey?
Music, business, and public relations. Mm-hmm. So, more music communications, I guess.
So, maybe you can hook your brother up with a job whenever he gets out.
Yeah, if I find one myself, I'll let you know.
You need a good job.
Are you going to try to get a job at college? Is he doing that, Joe?
No, we need to focus on good grades.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
But yeah. Lainey had to get a job, so.
Lainey didn't have to get a job her freshman year.
Lainey did.
Or sophomore.
But you didn't say she has to focus on her grades.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. What do you think she said? Oh, don't worry about your grades. That's
No, I don't know.
Hey, girl, have fun.
Well, Mom thinks I'm, like, dumb when it comes to school. That I just.
No, that's just it. I don't think you're dumb. I don't think you apply yourself the way that you could because you are smart. But I've never ever thought you were dumb. I think you're smart.
She
I think
lying.
You're lazy.
I think
she's
lying. As hell.
I think you're lazy.
She lying.
You dumb as hell.
You're lazy.
She lying.
She's, I'm not. I don't think you're dumb. You're not responsible.
She said to me at a very young age, probably 8, saying I'm going to work at McDonald's my whole life.
Because
I'm stupid.
Because you weren't responsible.
No.
You're not.
But certain positions at McDonald's are good.
And have you not lied about your grades since the fourth grade?
Okay.
Every single year?
It's a lose-lose situation.
Oh, here we go.
Because if you ask me my grades and they're bad, I'm going to buy more time if I say they're good.
So you just lie.
Yeah, because if I said, Mom, I'm failing a class, you're just going to go off on me right then and there.
Yeah.
I'm not mentally prepared for that.
Well, it's worse, though. Just so you know, it's worse when you lie to me and then I go find out on my own.
Well, water under the bridge.
No, it's not water under the bridge.
This is too tense.
Yeah, he's finished with school now.
So. Yeah.
Well, now if he pulls this, he'll just come home and work full time.
Am I 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. You're 9 to 5.
Well, what are you going to do, Lainey, with your degree?
That's such a great question.
Music.
I have no idea. That's why I'm panicking about graduating, but I still got a year. But because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm hoping next year something will come up that will interest me and puts my degree to work.
But you do like the public relations and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've learned a lot about graphic design in public relations, which I didn't know the two had. Went hand in hand, but I like making graphics and I want to get better at that. So I don't know. I don't even know if that's a full career, but we'll see.
It is.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it really is.
And you're good at it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're also pretty, so
you
could get a husband to take care of you and you wouldn't have to work anymore. Look what your mama did.
Hey, you know what? That's really not a bad idea.
No, it is a bad idea. Just
well,
work.
I mean, you've got a prime example of that you've grown up watching. Right? There she is.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind. I'm just kidding. I have to do something.
Yeah.
Your mama hasn't had a job since she was 26 years old.
Well, I mean, she still works. So, I mean, I'm not 26 yet. I can't stop working. I got to start and then stop.
Are you trying to downgrade me, boy?
I'm not. I'm just telling. I'm trying to pump her up and give her a brighter outlook. If she were ugly, that possibility wouldn't be there as easily.
She doesn't need to depend on a man.
No. No, and I
ever.
Yeah, right.
You don't.
Whatever.
No, I know I don't.
Yes, you do.
Look at me. Don't.
Yes, you do.
Don't do it, Lainey.
marry a really old rich guy and then divorce him and get alimony.
Okay.
Or at least a good payout on a, what do you call it? Prenup.
Okay. I might do that instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
And you can do that several times and end up with a nice little retirement fund.
Yeah. I always listen to your dad.
Get a boat or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all think about the way Mama talks in here versus when she would come in and talk on the radio?
And she's better because she's not talking like this. Mm-hmm. She's not doing an ASMR.
But you know why? How we figured that out was when we started this, and I knew because when she would come in on the radio, she would lower her voice down when she'd talk into the microphone, and it didn't sound like her. She was being real. She just was sounding a little bit, you know, different in her delivery. That's why she's not wearing ear monitoring devices. Mm. Because I think she was hearing her voice in her head in the earphones, in the earbuds, and it was loud, and she was trying to, you know, keep it low.
Plus, you always tell me how loud I am. So then I was careful about, I was paying too much attention to that.
Yeah.
Because you tell me all the time, you're so loud.
Yeah. No, and I'm completely off base with that, obviously.
I think she sounds good on the podcast. And I think practice has helped a lot.
Thank you, darling. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And she is pretty. Y'all have a really pretty mom.
Yes. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she is like whenever we were in middle high school, like all the guys thought mom was pretty, like guys my age, they would be like, yeah, your mom's really pretty, and I was like, okay, well, no one has interest in me.
Yeah. That was about mom. Have interest in you.
They did. Anyway, that's what would happen is that, yeah, people my age are even like, oh my gosh, your mommy's so pretty.
That's sweet.
And I used to tell y'all when y'all were little how lucky y'all were to have a pretty mom.
Yep.
Well, as a high school boy, it sometimes can't be so awesome when people are like, yo, dog, your mom is so hot, dude. Like, oh my gosh, dude.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Every group of high school boys has a friend in it that has a hot mom.
Ugh.
And that's the way the other ones act.
Yo, dude.
Yo, dog. Your mom, bro. Tell her to follow me on Instagram.
My boyfriend, Joseph, he was at the gym one day, and mom was at the gym, too. And this guy that went to school with us comes up to Joseph and goes, dude, that's Lainey's mom over there. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, she's so hot, dude. And Joseph was like, well, you know, Lainey and I are dating, right? And he goes, oh, no, but still, she's really hot. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, okay. How's that changing anything?
Oh, because Joseph was like, I don't really know what to say. Like,
that's so weird.
Joseph's like, yeah, dude, I know, dog.
Yeah.
Her mom is hot.
I get to go to the beach with him, bro, all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like in a bikini.
Yeah, that's what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds just like Joseph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got to take a break. We'll get more after this.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Hello.
You know, I think this has been about the most low energy podcast we've done so far.
Oh,
but enough. Interesting. I mean, a real look into our family, our little four person family unit, as it is. But I think it is the fact that We waited until Sunday.
Yeah.
After we ate a Chinese lunch.
I haven't felt good all week. I have not exercised all week. I do better when we do this.
After like, you worked out.
In like before lunch.
Yeah.
I just have more energy. I look for this to be a much better week.
You, with the way you feel or with the podcast?
Both.
Well, Lainey, you're going to have to go home. Because mom said she wants a better week.
Plus, you know, I had the eye thing this week. And my eye was all messed up. I had to go to the eye doctor. There's just been a lot of things. It's not been a good week.
But you got another all-expenses-paid vacation to Nashville.
And I get sick of you saying that because we were busy, weren't we, Lainey?
Yes. Yeah, we were. And then, we were pretty busy. We stayed out. But, like, didn't go crazy. We just had to take care of things before I left.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove back.
Like margaritas. You know, I had to take care of a pitcher of margaritas.
I did not.
I had one skinny marg.
Yeah.
I had guac.
And I was celebrating that she has one more year of Belmont.
Mm. Me too. Mm-hmm.
And then she gets married.
No.
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
Y'all are children.
But whoever she marries, it's not going to be a big fancy wedding.
Well, probably how not. Do you know?
Because I'm the one paying for it.
You, please, be quiet. She'll do whatever she wants, and you won't say anything about it.
Watch me.
Oh, I will watch.
Have y'all ever known of me to not say something about it if I didn't agree
you
with
something?
You say
it, but we just go on about our business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you loud.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk.
Right.
Talk.
No, I'm not. I'll shut a wedding down.
And Aiden, that is a concern, too, with Aiden going to school. Ooh, I just hope he finds a good girl, if he's going to have a girlfriend. She's going to be sweet and precious, nice to you, and just some of these girls.
And good looking.
Yeah.
That's not all it's cracked up to be, son.
I know. I look at you.
Yeah, like if I could go back and do it again, I'd pick the ugliest one I could find. Maybe she'd be nice to me at least.
Well, we can work it to where you can do it again.
Yeah, it's too late now.
No.
I wouldn't even want another one now.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Except I would go really old.
That would be good for you. Lots of naps.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of doing nothing.
Doing.
Mm-hmm.
eating, going to bed at 8.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what we do. We were gone all day yesterday out. I was having fun with you and all of that. And then today, again, I'm boring.
Yeah.
You know.
You're not boring. I'm telling you, I'm not. Do you not ever have.
Well, you just said all I do is lay around and I'm boring.
I was talking
about
you get with an old woman.
Oh.
How it would work out for you.
Yeah, we get it. You don't feel
well.
Don't
get touchy. touchy.
Just like, what did I say, Aiden, when I said, where do y'all want to eat lunch today?
She goes, all we do is eat. She got mad for no reason.
I said, well, you don't want to eat? No, I mean, we got to eat.
That's all we do.
It is. I feel fat and gross.
eat.
Do you not have days where you feel fat and gross?
Every day. Because I am.
But how do you stand it?
I am fat and gross.
God, I can't stand the feeling of like, nope.
She wants to be skinty.
I want to be fit. I don't want to be skinny. I want to be fit. I want to eat healthy. Because if you eat bad, then too, that drags you down.
Yeah, I get it.
You know all the things.
I know all about it.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
What day, like if we're on a 7-day vacation, what day number day in does mom start saying, I'm ready to get back to eating my healthy food, my regular food, and working out?
Second day.
Yeah, no. Like 2, 3.
Yeah.
Probably 3 or 4.
And it's every time we go to eat something, I'm ready to get back in my healthy. But I can't keep eating like this.
No, that's with every, like. I saw something that was like, it's not a successful beach trip unless someone says, I need to get on a diet when we get back.
Yeah.
So
we have success every time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get that too. It's like I get there and I'm like, I'm going to eat everything in sight because I can. And then I'm like, this sucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Well, We won't be taking any more beach trips as a family.
Why?
Because Aiden doesn't like going to the beach. And we've told him now that he's grown, he can either go or not go.
Do you think he'll go?
No.
I might.
See.
To make my mom happy.
Oh.
But I don't find sitting in a chair fun.
Will you sit in a chair every day?
Because I'm playing a video game, not looking at water move.
Take a nap.
Yeah, you love naps.
Yeah, in my bed, not in the sun.
Oh, God. Get under the umbrella. Listen to the ocean.
That's not my bed.
Play your video game under the umbrella.
Is there a little portable one you can take to the beach?
No. His Switch.
Oh.
I will look like a 8-year-old on the beach.
No, boys your age sit there and look at chicks walking up and down the beach.
Yeah. Chicks.
But they have their friends with them.
Well, do you want to take a little friend?
I'm not allowed to.
We've taken friends with him before, and they still sit up there and play video games in the house.
Yeah,
the
I'm not the only one.
And then it's work for Aiden to entertain them.
Yeah.
You kind of have it with Joseph, because then Joseph hangs with you.
That's Lainey's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody wins on that.
Yeah. And then him and Joseph have sleepovers every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they share a room. So you see, it's not all bad, Aiden.
And then Joseph is a pack mule for Dad. He gets out stuff out the car.
Because he offers.
Yeah.
Carries the ice chest.
And I was hurt.
Oh, yeah, you were hurt.
Oh, no. Are we going to do that again, you think?
What, rent a pontoon and have a slide on it? And so
there's
I slide,
no slide
off into the shallow water and almost break my ankle.
Yeah.
We can do that, but I won't be on it again.
Mm-hmm. I don't want the slide. I just want the pontoon again.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But with no Aiden.
Mm-mm.
He says he's coming.
Oh.
He's coming on the trip.
When does that start? Once he goes to college or this summer?
I don't know. Are you going to go on the first vacation?
Sorry, what? Lainey was yelling at me.
Are you going to go on the first vacation?
What's the first vacation?
A beach.
What beach?
Wild Dunes.
Who's going?
The people in this room and Joseph.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not going to go?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, we need to know because we're going to go to a smaller place if you're not. If you're not going, and we're not going to buy any food.
I'll be an only child. Not buy any food, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll need to know end of business tomorrow.
Okay. I'm dealing with a lot right now.
What are you dealing with?
Graduating.
That is big tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 18.
Big tough.
All right. Well, thank you, kids, for stopping by TJ and Jody's house. Glad we could give you a tour.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And I guess we'll see you as soon as we turn the recording off here. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
We love you. We love you all. Gracias. But we got to go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.